If I had a dollar for all the times that I heard someone tell me that they need more time in their day, I would be filthy rich. I would be filthy rich because we want to add 1, 2, 3, 4 hours to our day in order to get everything done. But guess what? It's not happening. It's not happening. We all have 24 hours. We have to make the best use of it.
Hello, and welcome to the Excel at Consulting podcast, dedicated to helping ambitious female consultants create an authentic and thriving consulting practice that stands out and excels in a male-dominated industry. In this space, we are ditching the never-ending hustle for intention and purpose as we cultivate our mindset, expand our knowledge, and prioritize our health, wellness, and happiness to offer our absolute best to the clients we serve. I'm your host, Dr. Angelina Davis, and I am the founder of Excel at Consulting. Join me as we leave our unique mark on the consulting world and create a business and life we love.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to episode 25 of the Excel at Consulting podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Angelina Davis, and I'm so glad you have tuned in again for another episode. Today, we are going to talk a little bit about something that comes up often, especially if you are very busy in your consulting practice and you are busy in your personal life, and that's how to become more productive. We are going to drill down and really tap into the real deal behind productivity. So if you're still looking for more space, more time in your day, this is not unusual. A lot of times it's really because expanding your personal bandwidth or your work capacity, your ability to get more done, is an ongoing process. It's not a one-time simple fix, which is why often when we are using productivity hacks or productivity tricks and tips, they don't solve the real problem. That's largely because what truly lies at the heart of our desire for more time and more space is that we need to find a way to be more productive and be more productive consistently. So not just for the moment, but for the long term. And productivity really takes more than you may think. You know, one thing that I've noticed from working with others, especially in my consulting practice and in my field, is that people often equate productivity simply as getting more done in less time. And that sounds good. I've even used that definition myself. It's a very simple way to discuss and to talk about productivity. And while it is true that if you are productive, if you are highly productive, you can get more done in less time, it really does simplify the message a little bit too much. And I've been guilty of doing the same thing. I've been guilty of using this very simple and simplistic messaging that does not honor what it takes to truly be productive for the long term. It doesn't speak to what it takes to accomplish your goal of productivity and remain effective over time. And that's what we want to talk about because we want to dig deeper into the real deal. Like what is it going to really take for us to be more productive ongoing in the future so that we don't fall back into the same habits that we have over and over and over again? We want real change. And real change is going to come from a real solution. So let's start by revisiting that simple definition of getting more done in less time. Now, when we think about getting things done in a certain time frame, one way to get more done in less time is to actually speed up the rate at which you are tackling each task so you can get faster. By getting faster, you can certainly cut down on the time you're spending getting the task completed, meaning that you can technically get more done in less time if you move faster. But what you'll find is that if you tackle many of your tasks and many of your responsibilities that way, what will happen is that you're going to end up tired and you're going to end up drained at the end because there is only so much that you can do at a high rate of speed. Definitely, there's a limitation of what you can do at a high rate of speed and still remain effective and produce high quality work. So when you're thinking about the likelihood of creating more errors, the lower quality of the work that you may produce just because you're moving faster, Is it really beneficial? Is it really helpful for you to just simply work faster? There's an element of solving this problem of productivity, or lack of productivity rather, by moving faster. But we just have to remember that we're sacrificing something. We're typically sacrificing quality. We're oftentimes sacrificing some level of accuracy. We're increasing our error rate. And we also may even cause a situation where we have to repeat and redo the steps that we've already completed, or things that we've already accomplished. Either way, what you'll find is that in the grand scheme of things, simply working faster, although technically you're getting more things done in less time, is not really effective. It's just not effective, because you may save time and cut corners, but it's going to cost you in the end. Now, when I'm giving this as an example, I'm not implying that there is not an element of speed that goes into becoming more productive. There is a certain element of speed that is going to be helpful in you accomplishing your overall goal. But simply to try and work faster and get things done faster is not the solution. It's not the answer. So that's one thing that we know works. We know will get us to an end result of quote unquote more productivity, meaning getting more done in less time. But one of the reasons why I want to keep reemphasizing that that is such a simplistic solution is because even if we speed up addressing and tackling these tasks, that is not going to lead us to a higher quality result. It's not going to lead us to a beneficial outcome. So simply completing tasks, completing processes in a shorter amount of time is not the overall solution. Another way that I have found many people jump to as a potential solution or a way to become more productive is to seek additional help. And that's this mindset that tells you that the more hands, the better. The more people that you have on deck, the better. The more help you have, the better, right? Not always. And first of all, more help usually comes at a cost. We have to always remember that. More help comes at a cost. And oftentimes, if you are working as a solo consultant, or you're working in a small firm that doesn't have a large budget, then in those instances, oftentimes more help is going to cost you money that you don't necessarily have to spend, or you don't want to spend. Not if you want to remain highly profitable. You have to be very careful at what you're outsourcing and what you are paying for in terms of additional help and services. Also, when you think about getting more help, that's just more hands in the pot. There's more people being involved in a process. And if you're involving more people in a process that is not efficient, that is not already optimized, then that can actually lead to headache and frustration, especially if you don't have the proper systems in place. So while you think you are helping yourself to become more productive because now you're adding in more help, you're getting more assistance with the task and the responsibilities that you have on your plate, it actually can make you less productive, not more, in many times, because you are spending time now correcting possible errors that other people are making, explaining and educating the process so that the task can be carried out by another individual, double-checking work because you don't have the confidence in the person that you outsource the task or the responsibility to. Overall, just adding more people to the puzzle does not make you more productive. It does not make your systems more efficient. It does not make you practice in a more productive manner. You are only going to be more productive when you're able to piece together all of the pieces of the puzzle. And this is just one small piece. If you were able to get more assistance through delegation or through outsourcing, that's just one small piece of helping to support your efforts to becoming more productive in the end, more efficient and more effective in the end. But alone is not going to solve the problem, just like we talked about with getting things done at a more rapid speed. Those solutions are only partial solutions. They are only part of solving this problem. So getting more help can actually be a hindrance. It can actually be detrimental, really, when you think about it, if you're not doing it right. And so these are both examples of why the simple definition of getting more done in less time does not really work for productivity. You can get more done in less time, but if you do not actually accomplish a goal or finish a task, then it doesn't mean anything. It means nothing. To be productive, you have to accomplish more. You have to do more. And as you approach productivity, I want you to start thinking about this concept differently. Move away from this simplistic definition and really begin to think about productivity in more complex terms, because it is a more complex concept that is going to require a lot more than simply getting things done faster or adding more help. These simple, small solutions that we think we are providing are only band-aids or only parts of the puzzle. So when we are considering productivity as a more complex process in a more complex task, then we are really positioning ourselves to find a real solution, to understand the real deal behind productivity. So I like to think of productivity as really having five components. One is vision. Two is time. Three is energy. Four is focus. And five is balance. So I want to explain a little bit about how these five components actually work together to help you to become more productive overall. First, I like to always start with your vision. Your vision is so important because when you're thinking about productivity, your vision is what serves as your platform or your foundation. It is the foundation on which everything else is built, meaning that the tasks that you are attempting to accomplish, the goals you have set to accomplish, all of the processes that you need to go through in order to carry out a particular task, all of those things sit on top of a foundation, which is your vision, because that is what is going to help you prioritize the work that needs to be done. One big key component of becoming more productive is knowing what to work on, knowing what to dedicate your time to. And it is your vision that begins to drive that. It is your vision that serves as that foundation or that platform. So in order to truly be productive, you have to have a vision. If you don't have a vision or idea as to where you are going or what goals you are trying to reach, how can you really be productive? You're just spinning your wheels. You're just completing tasks at a faster pace or with more people. But it's not really guiding you toward an end result that you desire or that you want. Your vision is going to be the foundation that allows you to do that. The next thing is that you need time and you need energy. I like to think of those two components, two and three, time and energy, as being relatively similar or at least complementary. So in order for you to be highly productive, you're going to have time and energy to dedicate to the task. What I mean by that is that if you want to be highly productive and you are drained, tired, and exhausted, do you think you're really going to get a lot done? No, you're not. You're not. You need energy. And then if you want to be highly productive, but you have overscheduled, overbooked, and stretched yourself too thin in regards to your time, are you really going to be more productive? No, once again, you're not. So time and energy go hand in hand and complement one another in terms of building this foundation or these key components to becoming more productive. The fourth thing is that you need the focus. The focus is what brings everything into alignment with your vision. I always like to describe this as kind of like a seesaw. So if you have time and energy on either ends of the seesaw, the thing that is going to balance all of that is something that sits in the center, right? Your foundation is a vision, is kind of sitting, this platform is sitting on your vision. And in order for you to balance this time and energy, you have to have focus. Focus is what is going to hold everything in balance. Focus is what you need to bring everything in alignment with your vision. And what that means is that in order for you to be productive, you need to ensure that you have properly identified, outlined, designated your destination, your goal. And once you have that in mind, once you know what you're trying to accomplish, then you have to focus in on that. And that focus is going to allow you to direct your time and energy toward that task, toward accomplishing that goal. And when you have a focused effort that is allowing you to properly dedicate the time and energy to accomplish the task, then that is actually when you begin to see that transformation in terms of productivity. Because now you have balance. Things are in balance. And that's the fifth thing. Things are in balance. When anything is out of balance, if you have too little time, then you're not going to be most productive. If you have no energy to dedicate, you're not going to be productive. If you have no focus, you're not going to be productive. If you have no vision, you're not going to be productive. All those things have to be in balance. And so productivity is really this more complex concept that involves a lot more than just getting things done in a shorter amount of time. But I can tell you that when you have a vision and you dedicate the appropriate time and energy with focus to that task, so that you have balance and a consistency as you tackle those tasks and those processes and those responsibilities, then you are going to be highly productive. And not only are you going to be highly productive, the quality that you spit out, the quality that you're going to be able to give as a result is going to be high. It is going to be high. I have yet to see this not work. I have yet to see someone have a focused vision, dedicate the time and energy appropriately to a given task with balance, and this not work. I've yet to see it. Because overall, when you are able to dedicate yourself to a focused effort fully, then that's when everything begins to come together. I mean, if any of these things are out of sync, it can actually wreak havoc on your productivity. And you'll see the impact. You'll see the impact because if you don't have vision and focus, you're going to spin your wheels and you're going to make yourself tired. You're going to do a lot of tasks that don't take you to an end result. You're going to sit back and look and feel as if you've done a lot of work and you have nothing to show for it. How often have you done that? How often have you worked toward numerous outcomes or worked toward a result and you worked all day, you gave it your all, but you look back and you cannot figure out what you accomplish? And that likely happened because you either didn't have one or two things. You didn't either have focus or you didn't have a vision. Now, you got a lot done. You probably got a lot done in a short amount of time. But did it give you a result? That we have to just start thinking about this on a different level. I always say that you cannot do everything, but you can do all of the things that matter most. You can do all the things that matter most. And so as we're tackling this whole concept of productivity and trying to get more accomplished, and you're thinking about, oh gosh, I really just need more time in my day, instead shift your mindset, shift your understanding of this concept, and really tell yourself that you need to bring some things into alignment. That you need to have vision. You need to create more time to tackle these tasks. You need to have sufficient energy to take them on. You need to focus on the effort and find some balance. That is what's going to make you more productive. Not for the moment, not with a quick tip or trick, not with a short hack, but overall, you will be consistently more productive if you follow this framework. So just to recap, because I know we covered a lot today, I really just encourage you to think about productivity on a new level or in a new light. And that is really moving beyond the simple definition of getting more done in less time. And thinking about productivity as having five key components. Think about productivity being based on having a vision, having time and energy, having focus for the effort, and achieving balance. If you think about productivity in that way, I promise you that you will find yourself with the increased ability to take on more tasks, to expand your work capacity, to accomplish the things that you desire, to grow the business the way that you want, to achieve the goals that you desire and that you have set forth, because now you can truly be consistently productive and produce high quality results. That's it. That's it. That's all I wanted to share. All I wanted to share is that you have a real solution. You have the real deal. You have that real definition of productivity that can allow you to achieve lasting outcomes. No more need for tips, tricks, and hacks. I do believe that you can use them. I'm not knocking that. I think they're helpful. But they're not your overall solution. If you want to grow your business, if you want to achieve more success, if you want to stand out from your competition, if you want to produce high quality work, if you want to just simply do more, you have to become more productive. And now you know how. That wraps up our discussion today. If you enjoyed this episode, I want to invite you to definitely leave comments and feedback and review on this particular podcast episode. And then also don't forget to share this on Instagram. So definitely share this episode with your friends and followers on Instagram, and also shoot me a DM. I want to hear from you. And if you have any additional topics that you would like to see covered on this particular podcast, I am also always entertaining that feedback and thinking about ways to bring better content to you over time. All right. Well, guys, until next time, take care.
Thank you for tuning in to the Excella Consulting Podcast. I hope that this conversation has been helpful and will support and enhance your consulting journey. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes or post a screenshot of you tuning in today to Instagram stories while tagging me at Excella Consulting. I would love to connect with you on Instagram. For the show notes and more information from today's episode, visit excellaconsulting.com/podcast. There you can also learn about Excella Consulting and services offered. I think that wraps up our time together this week. Until next time, take care.